This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show, as you heard. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Look at that. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. That actually, most of the time, that is the problem, is that you're part of the problem. We don't want that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God, got so much. How about MyPillow.com? MyPillow, it's easy. MyPillow.com. Again, Mike is giving you all kinds of deals there. You know, some of them complained, oh, my God, the prices are too high. Yeah, they are. They're very high. But here's the deal. Right now, you can get 30 to 70% off. Use the promo code Joe at MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe. I have the slippers, but you know the difference? When I bought the slippers, they were $79. Even with the promo code. Now they're $39. You'll pay that for a decent pair of slippers anywhere. And these slippers are the ones you can walk out to the mailbox, do whatever. I wouldn't wear them to the store, but you could if you want to. But I mean, in all sincerity, in all seriousness, keep the money in the family. Keep the money where he's going to put it back in things that are going to benefit you, that are going to work to your benefit. Look, I don't ask you guys to do much when it comes to that. I've got a donation button on the website. It'd be great. Every once in a while, you know, if you hit the lottery, put a few bucks in that, that'd be great. But I want to make sure that I'm just not telling you, I want your money, I want your money, I want your money. And this way here, you can actually go on there, buy product. I make a few bucks off your sale. You get something of value. And I do mean something of value. So, again, go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. And all is good. I'll forgive you, I promise. Anyway, Kanye West is at it again. He said the Black Lives Matter was a scam, period. Now he has a White Lives Matter. I guess it's the line of shirts, I'm not sure. Now, not only has he claimed that it's a scam, but he seemingly had took credit for moving the discussion away from the movement and onto himself. Just a day after debuting wearing a White Lives Matter shirt at some kind of fashion show. I don't do the fashion show, so I don't have any idea what he's talking about. Right? He said, you know, as the rapper refers to be called, which is, I guess he calls himself Ye, Y-E. Oh, well. He shared, deleted the Instagram story. Everyone knows that Black Lives Matter was a scam. Now it's over. He said, you're welcome. Yesterday, the heartless artist made waves by posing with conservative commentator Candace Owens. They were both in long-sleeve shirts that contradict the Black Lives Matter mission to eradicate white supremacy and build local power to intervene in violence, especially the ones violence inflicted on black communities. So he thought he'd go arm-in-arm with her and show people that, hey, it's not all one way. We don't all believe the same way. Right? Now, Will Smith's son, fellow artist Jaden Smith. This is the... I don't even know where to go with this. Let's just say he's an interesting young man. He attended West's Yeezy show, but he reportedly left the event due to the controversy. Really? That's a controversy? You got to be kidding me. Oh, God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. And these people, they communicate via, what is it, Twitter? I guess they can't talk to each other or something, right? He put that, I mean, this, my understanding, I don't know him. I've read about him. I know others that know him. Right? I mean, he is full of himself. He really perceives himself being one of the smartest people on the planet. So, he puts out a tweet after being there. He says, "We demand a more progressive future." Seconds later, he says, "You know, black lives do matter." Funny thing about it, nobody ever said they don't. He says, "I don't care who it is. I don't feel the message. I'm out of here. True leaders lead." Right? Wasn't... Okay, I'm not a Kanye fan either, so don't take this the wrong way. But wasn't he leading by wearing a different shirt, a shirt that he believes in? Isn't that leading? Right? And this is the first time that Kanye's, like, gone against the African-American grain, if you would. In 2018, he gave an interview with TMZ Live where he insinuated that slavery was a choice. I mean, look, nobody said the guy's brilliant, okay? The rapper's known for polarizing statements on social media, absolutely in regard to another political campaign in the future. Yeah, he said that he hasn't decided whether he's going to run for president again. I love it. These people are so interesting. Now, I think he does it for publicity. I don't really believe he wants to win or even thinks that he's presidential material. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Biden and Harris say the extremist Republicans, along with the Supreme Court, they're creating a health care crisis. Darn it. Yeah, nothing at the border to see. Joey B and Vice President Kamala Harris, they addressed a task force at the White House Tuesday, hearing from physicians who discussed the effects of the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade. Yeah, I can't wait. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged. You know, it's just amazing. I'm always, always amazed that I'm always amazed at the stupidity of the left. I just got to be there. I don't know if you heard this. I'm not going to go to the story right now, but in California now, they're looking that schools, all schools, have to put a tampon machine in the male's bathroom, but in the boys' bathroom, which is really funny because we don't have boys and girls anymore, right? There's no more male and female. They want you to get away from doing that, but they got to put a tampon machine in the boys' bathroom, although we don't have a boys' bathroom, so I don't know where they're going to put it. Can you see how confusing they are? How much they confuse themselves? Really? Anyway, I'm sorry. We were talking about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, right? They were talking about how extremist Republicans, now notice how they put this, are creating a health care crisis. So extremist Republicans and the Supreme Court have really turned everything on its ear. How do they do that? By overturning Roe versus Wade. Just amazing, isn't it? So Biden created a task force in the aftermath of the Supreme Court's fairly extreme decision, he says. He's called on Congress to codify the protections of Roe versus Wade. Now, congressional Republicans are doubling down on their extreme position, as he puts it, with a proposal for a national ban. Let's be clear what that means. It means that even if you live in a state where extremist Republican officials aren't running the show, your right to choose will still be at risk. Now, here's the thing. They're not calling for a total ban like the Democrats say they are. Now, I'm not on board with this, mind you, with the way he's going about it. But Lindsey Graham has put this bill up that is in line with all the polls that show that the American populace as a whole, they want limits to abortion. This isn't just people saying. This isn't just a bunch of Republicans saying. This is the people of this country saying, hey, there's a limit. We definitely don't want any abortions done during labor or just before. Think about that. You always are, but you're killing this little human being that you can see and hold in your hand. Right? I mean, many of you have held a baby that's weeks old. Harris said the Dobbs decision created a health care crisis in America and criticized extremist so-called leaders for attacking the freedom and liberty of millions of women at the state level. Funny how this is a crisis for them, but the border's not. This is a crisis for them, but everybody dying of fentanyl coming over the border illegally, that's not. I'm sorry. This is a mental condition. It has to be. You can't even talk to them about it. Right? What we're seeing, and, you know, it's funny, Dana Bash of CNN put out a comment that said that abortion is a lifeline for some Democrats in the midterm elections. Well, isn't she in the news? She's in CNN. Hasn't she done the work to find out that abortion is like ninth on the list that's important to people? Important to Democrats, too. Mainstream, single white Democrats. It's not at the top, not even close. She said, what we're seeing is laws around the country criminalizing of doctors and health care providers, Harris said, which is not quite true. If there was a national law that was passed in the United States, that means Congress would protect reproductive care so leaders could then not ban abortion. Now, what's funny about this is she's having heartburn because she thinks the doctors will go to jail for performing an abortion. Under any circumstances, again, which is not true. And yet in California, they just passed a law that basically said a doctor can lose his license and be jailed, basically, for giving misinformation on COVID-19 or misinformation on, you know, how to cure something. It's ridiculous. I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time it takes for you to be with me. I appreciate the time you're on the air with me. So anyway, Department of Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said that his department sent new guidance to universities reminding them of the obligatory Title IX, which prohibits sex-based discrimination in schools that receive federal funds. But what sex? What are they talking about? I mean, seriously, I'm totally confused. They'll have to be more specific as to what that means. Title IX is useless right now. I don't know how do you enforce a law that was put together to take care of, you know, make sure that women, female types, had the same access to sports, sports fields, sports equipment that men do when we don't have either. And now it doesn't matter what you are. Right? She went on to say, if you or someone you know encounters discrimination today, I want you to be clear that college leaders in America, their access to contraception should not be in question, and access to health care. See, they're calling it health care. See, terminologies matter. The way they call it out matter. Task force also heard from physicians who discussed the effects of Dobbs, right, ruling on their practice, including, you know, who said the Supreme Court's decision wreaked havoc across the country. No, it didn't. The states had to scramble. The states had to make up their minds as to how they were going to deal with this. Some got out in front of it, passed laws well in advance that would be triggered by the ruling. You know, one way or the other. I thought it was really funny. You couldn't fight them. I don't know if you guys realize this. The law didn't go into effect. It kind of sat there in limbo, right, until Roe versus Wade was overturned. And then, on top of all of that, they could have been ready to challenge these, and they're scrambling to challenge them right afterward. I just found it quite interesting. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. What's the matter? I want some good ones. Oh, California Law School was sued by the namesake descendants over the name change. Now, a group of alumni from the University of California Hastings College, well, Hastings College of Law, and the descendants of its namesake, Serranus Hastings, they filed a lawsuit against the state and the school Tuesday because Governor Newsom is going to authorize changing the school's name to what? The Newsom School of Lawlessness? I don't know. That might fit. Be back. Don't go far.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
While the White House took credit for lower gas prices in recent weeks, it's now claiming the ongoing increase in gas prices is nuanced. Here's an exchange between Fox News reporter Peter Ducey and Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Is the president responsible for gas prices going up?
It's a lot more nuanced than that, Peter. You know this. There have been global challenges that we have all have dealt with. When I say all, meaning other countries as well, have dealt with since the pandemic. There's been pandemic and there's been Putin's war.
The death toll from Hurricane Ian continued a grim and steady climb on Tuesday. Unofficial figures have recorded more than 100 killed by the Category 4 storm. And on Tuesday, federal aviation officials mandated more time off between flights for flight attendants. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Bessie, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. It's a way you become, you know, part of the solution. Seriously. Right? All right. We were talking about the Hastings College and how the name is being changed by Governor Newsom. Now, Hastings, a California Supreme Court justice, he founded the school in 1878, but some historians allege he was complicit in the killings of Native Americans. Unreal. Yeah. On September 30th, Newsom, a Democrat, signed the AB 1936 bill, which was sponsored by Assemblyman James Ramos. The bill redesignates the University of California Hastings of Law, College of the Law, to San Francisco. Law, Hastings of the Law, as the College of the Law, San Francisco. So they shortened its name. The law also outlined several restorative justice initiatives for Round Valley Indian tribes. You know, I'm always amazed at this. Yuki people, whose ancestors, according to Newsom's office, suffered mass killings and other atrocities funded and supported by college founder Seranus Hastings. Tuesday's lawsuit was brought by the Dillon Law Group at Michael Yamamoto LLP in conjunction with the Center for American Liberty on behalf of Hastings. Now, the lawsuit disputes AB 1936 portrayal of Hastings, saying there's no direct evidence of him committing a crime. See, on the left, all they have to do is say it. Must be true if they say it. Right? Now, Hastings was a lifelong Democrat. He was a giant in California history. He was our first California Chief Justice, like many founding figures. He's the latest victim. You know, it's funny how they want to hold the nuts on the left, yeah. They want to hold these people that did some of these things 200, 300, 400 years ago, they're going to hold them responsible for them today. And some of these things were perfectly acceptable back then. It was what was, I'm not saying it's right. Let's get that clear. But is that what was going on in the day? The atmosphere of the day, what was acceptable for the day? I can't wait till these people get older. And we get to cancel them for anything that they did that was wrong. Right? Wouldn't you love to do that? It's that ridiculous. In his time, Hastings was also a civil rights leader. Neither him or his descendants, really, or the graduates of the institution deserve the smear job that they're getting right now. The lawsuit alleges that the name change breaches an agreement between the state of California and Hastings when he gave it $100,000 in gold to establish the school. Per the agreement, Hastings would serve as the inaugural dean. Heir or representative would always hold a seat on the school's board of directors, and it would forever be called the Hastings College of Law. So I guess our word doesn't mean anything. Or their word. I'd stick to it. In a statement to a local news source, the law said that it was aware of the lawsuit, was disappointed by the plaintiff's attempt to prevent the name change, which was made official to Ray B. 1936. Oh, and they made a point that there were no votes on the state assembly or on the Senate. That's because most of the time these guys do not have the information they need. And at some point in time, they sit there and they beat their brains out going, why bother? Although I don't agree with it, but why bother? The bill's passage was the result of a lengthy, deliberate, and transparent process at the college that included years of thoughtful research, several public hearings, and input from a wide range of community stakeholders. Doesn't matter, you made the agreement. The college remains committed to moving forward with the name change and to continue our restorative justice efforts. Wow. So I need to understand something. So do they have to give back the gold, the $100,000 in gold? And is it at today's value or back then? I'm just trying to understand. You know what I mean? It's just amazing. You see how hypocritical they are and how disingenuous this is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. An MSNBC columnist. He claims that political advancement of women like Italy's Giorgia Meloni, or Giorgia Meloni, will literally cost lives. Isn't that great? You notice how left does that? Any successful woman that is pro-life is dangerous to women. But that's their words, not mine. Opinion columnist Natasha Noman, she suggested on Saturday that incoming Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni is part of a nefarious and dangerous trend of white feminists. Again, anybody seeing the pattern here? Unless you're a woman of color who is pro abortion and thinks that all white folks are white supremacists, you're a danger. You're a danger to society. And co-opting an identity caused that she then weaponizes to attack the very same people the cause is intended to protect. She figures like Meloni present a much greater threat to feminism than cisgender men. Oh, there you knew it was coming. No one gave some context as to why the Italian politician has become such a widely discussed figure on the world stage. Giorgia, who won Italy's national election on Sunday, she'll become the country's first female prime minister next month. She has branded herself as a feminist for years. Now, listen, it depends on what you believe feminism is now, doesn't it? Right? And I mean, seriously, the feminists of old, where are you guys? I have to ask you. It's quite irritating that you haven't taken a stand one way or the other. You know what I mean? Where have you been? You got, Title IX is being wiped out. Men are not men. Men are women. Women are not women, but they're men. And you said nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, some of Champion Meloni's win is that she prepares to join the rare ranks of female world leaders in history. First one in Italy. See, think about this. Oh, God. Lieutenant Governor of, what was it, North Carolina? Black female. Not a word on, not a word on mainstream media. Why? Come on, you guys know this already. Because she was a conservative. Conservative female black, conservative black female. Their worst nightmare. So if you're conservative, again, you definitely don't make the list, no matter how much of a woman you are. God bless. Maloney's an example of how some white women weaponize gender, use it to oppress other women and minorities. How is she oppressing them? She said that Maloney's ideology is part of a larger fascistic phenomenon. I can't even figure out what that means. She suggested that Maloney's ideology is part of a larger crypto. God. White feminists have become I think they use some of these words, some of these terminologies to make you feel stupid. White feminism has become an integral part of the crypto-fascistic and white nationalist movements. Oh, there it is. White nationalist. Oh, they call out Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene as being one of those. Part of the club. That's great. She claims to be the federal woman's rights while terrorizing minorities. Why? I love it. You know why they say that? Because the Planned Parenthoods are in minority neighborhoods. They put them there on purpose. Right? They think you actually believe, some of you on the right, I mean on the left, you actually believe that these people are trying to help you. They're not. They claim you need to have abortion clinics. Why? What are you, too sexually promiscuous? I'm not being funny, I'm being serious. Why is it so imperative that you have them in your community? Why is it the majority of Planned Parenthoods are in the black and Hispanic communities, inner cities, actually? Part of Maloney's shtick comes in the form of being a working woman and an active, hands-on mother. After delivering a victory speech Monday, she reportedly left a media frenzy to some of her subordinates so she could go pick her kid up from school. Oh, isn't that sweet? They hate that. So much to your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. So with your host. Come on, join the music. We are back. Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Road Show. 855-732-5563. Feminists losing their minds on the left over what? A woman who became prime minister for the first time in Italy. I couldn't smoke enough dope to have this make sense. Sorry, people. It's not going to happen. Norman went on to warn Melania. And again, we're talking, right? This is just nuts, about an MSNBC columnist who keeps telling us, wants to tell us, wants us to understand how dangerous she is, this new female prime minister to women. She warned that Meloni is anti-abortion, right? Because she said that the culture of life and no more to the culture of death, in essence. She claimed that women like Meloni are dangerous because they promote ideologies that covertly and overtly embrace violence. Really? Ripping a baby from the womb when its arms and legs and everything else have developed is not violence? Yeah, we've got to rewrite this dictionary. It's getting bad. Really? I mean, she's all about women, and she's dangerous. The writer circles back to her wolf in sheep's clothing metaphor to slam Maloney again. She said, a wolf is easier to identify. You know the dangers. You know what you're dealing with. A wolf in sheep's clothing has the capacity for something more sinister, more pernicious. Political advancement of women like these will literally cost lives. I love it. Seriously, I love this stuff. I think it's great. Because they're tipping their hand big time. They're showing you what they have in the bank, so to speak. And I find it just so interesting. And they don't see it. They don't see what they're saying. They don't see the outcome of what they're saying could lead to. Federal whistleblower says that the feds targeted more than 24 parents. Wow. Over 24 parents were investigated by Biden's DOJ for being concerned about their child's education. That's according to an FBI whistleblower. Now, recently, Jim Jordan sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland. He accused the FBI of opening at least 24 investigations into parents. This is not hard to figure out. You know they were going to do it. You know they were talking about doing it anyway. Right? They're using a counterterrorism threat, or guidelines, I should say. Now, Jordan told the local radio show Tuesday that one mom was put on the list because she was in the Moms for Liberty group. Woo. And she owned a firearm. If you investigate every mom who cares about education, matter of fact, if you investigate every mom that owns a firearm, you're going to need to investigate half the country. And if you add to that every mom who owns a firearm and has children that they care about, well, the number is just staggering. Now, he credited all the whistleblowers for sharing information with his office. This is a case study on how political they have made the Department of Justice. This was the first thing. This was over a year ago when the letter first happened. Over a year ago. This didn't happen last Tuesday, people. Now, of course, today marks the day that Merrick Garland did the memorandum to all U.S. attorneys around the country. Right, saying that parents are, he marked parents as domestic terrorists. It was followed up by an email by the FBI saying that this threat tag designation of moms, dads that went out and investigated, we know they investigated over 24 parents, he added. This is serious. Think about this is what our founding fathers, remember the First Amendment was so you could verbally trash the government. It was so you could ridicule the government without being put in jail. That's what they just came from. They just came from a country where you couldn't say anything about the king or anybody else. Now, I'm not saying that's all it was for, but that was the main push behind it. So by saying the parents can't speak against a government-forced education is wrong. It's wrong now. It'll continue to be wrong. It'll always be wrong. Another Biden slip-up. You ready for this one? No, this is fun, really. Biden praised Coast Guard hero days before he's set to be fired because he refuses to get the vaccine. Is anybody helping this guy out? No, seriously. Anybody helping out Biden? Or are they just leaving him to hang there? Following the hurricane rampage through southwestern Florida, Biden called several members of the Coast Guard to thank them for their heroism and offer additional support. However, technician Second Class Zach Loesch, one of the members who received a call from the president, is set to be fired because of Biden's vaccine mandate. You know, he's up there. He's going to see the president one way or the other. I tell you, Mr. President, I really appreciate the award. I'd rather keep my job, though. Can you keep the award and I'll keep my job? What do you think? What's he got to lose? Are you going to fire him? President Biden spoke with the Lieutenant Commander, Christopher Hooper. He's an aviation survival technician, second class. Have you seen these guys in the helicopters? And even in the boats, really. And they're out there in the worst weather seen by man. I mean, really, I wouldn't go out there. I wouldn't want to be within 100 miles of that stuff. They're hovering in hurricane winds over a ship, pulling men to safety. Right? I mean, I just find this amazing. And you think you're going to find these people on street corners? And nobody going to do with them after you find them. You want to teach them about, what is it, gender studies? Before they can fly a helicopter? I always joked when I used to fly. I used to take people for their pre-training or pre-test flight. Yes, I was in that world one day, once. And I always said the same thing. The women flew so much better than men. They had a gentler touch. You didn't have to manhandle everything. Women were just better at it. There was a difference. Anyway, he gave them kudos and others kudos for the heroic work that they and their Coast Guard colleagues have been doing during the search and rescue operations because of Ian, Hurricane Ian. It continued, the president thanked them for saving lives, asked for a report on the work that continues to rescue Floridians. Yeah. He also asked if they needed any additional support. Oh, come on. He had to say it. To provide to accelerate their successful rescues. They indicated they've gotten what they needed to execute their mission. Now, Loesch told the local news source that he filed a religious exemption request and a subsequent appeal. The Coast Guard denied both. Now, the request is set to continue at Loesch's termination, but he said, if I had asked any of the people I saved yesterday if they wanted to come with me, even though I'm unvaccinated, every single one of them would have said yes. It's just amazing. Right? He is dismayed over this. He is trying to figure out what the heck did he do wrong. Other than not wanting to take the shot. So it just sucks that he thanked me, yet the vaccine mandate is what's kicking me out. He said, I love my job. I'm really good at it, too. I feel like it's a job that I was born to do. Now, the Daily Mail reports that Loesch is one of over 2,000 Coast Guard personnel who refused to get the vaccine. This guy should be protected. Right? Not one. I mean, how many did they have? They had hundreds of ships in the air. I mean, hundreds of helicopters in the air. And by the way, yes, they're called ships to the pilots. They had hundreds of these things in the air. Do you think any one of the people they rescued, like he said, oh, whoa, you vaccinated? I bet you not a one did that. It's just amazing. According to Military Times, members who are involuntarily separated from the service will receive a general discharge, and they're still eligible for their benefits. Those discharged also can rejoin the military at a later date if they choose to receive the vaccine. Yeah, don't do it. Right? No, really, don't do it. Don't give it to your principals. Don't give it up just because of this. You're starting to see some repercussions out there from these shots, from this trusted vaccination. So don't do it. Don't risk your health over it. When we come back, we're going to ask a few questions about El Presidente. You know, if you notice, he was grabbing his arm a lot during the meetings in Puerto Rico. I wonder what that was all about. Just be curious. Maybe he got a mosquito bite he couldn't get rid of. I don't know. Eighth grade teacher says, F the parents, I'm your parent now. Gee, there's a shocker. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini Show.